Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Dean Richards is off. Cindy Perlman is on, the transplanted Chicagoan out in Las Vegas, who writes for the Las Vegas Review there, and also the New York Times Entertainment Wire. And Cindy, before we get going with you, let's listen to the new Taylor Swift. Good. This is called Anti-Hero, and it was just dropped a few hours ago, wasn't it, Cindy?
It was, Bob, and it is good. And all the Swifties around the world have been waiting for this. It's called Midnights, and it's her new 10th studio LP, just dropped a few hours ago. And it's basically, her theme is songs that you would write in the middle of the night, or as Taylor says, a journey through terror, sweet dreams, the floors we pace, and the demons we face.
And I imagine, I mean, when she does this, the social media goes wild, right?
Social media has gone wild because she's dropped very little about this album, except a few song titles. There's Lavender Haze, there's Anti-Hero, which is a really great song that you're playing right now, Karma, and one about her life, which is called You're On Your Own, Kid, which basically said she's not that cool pop princess anymore. The prom queen's gone. She's an adult now.
13 tracks on the new Taylor Swift album, Midnights. Fans of Lord of the Rings are excited today, too, aren't they?
They are. I mean, somewhere the Gollum is just rejoicing because yesterday Warner Brothers announced a new Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring Extended Edition, which is available today. And it's called, this is a little confusing, but it's called a Multimedia Living NFT, which means that you can engage with the film. You have two menu choices, the Mystery Edition or the Epic Edition. And both allow you to watch the extended version of the film in 4K with 8 hours of new special features. And these are long movies to begin with, but they're giving 8 extra hours. And you can trade collectibles in the NFT community while you watch.
Years ago, you went on a press junket for the first Lord of the Rings movie, didn't you?
I did. It was New York in the middle of winter. And they told us really odd requests to come without shoes or socks because it would make you feel more like you were in Middle Earth. And, you know, it was New York, so people were sort of grossed out. They're like, we're not going to really run around the streets of New York in the winter with no shoes. Are you guys crazy? But some people did do it.
Yeah, and you felt like a hobbit, right?
You felt like you were going to get trichinosis or some disease that was running. I don't know.
So where you are there in Las Vegas, are people talking about Adele now?
You know, Bob, if you have $4,000 extra just laying around, you can go see Adele too on one of the opening nights, which is coming up the week of November 18th. And I mean, these tickets are going crazy, crazy prices. And that's for a front row orchestra seat. But the show runs through March 25th, Weekends with Adele. And they're leaking a little bit of information about what's going on. There's going to be a 17-piece band, Adele, 3 backup singers. And I guess there's one of those glass-looking staircases that she walks down. And I just never know how people do that when they're performers in high heels and they walk down all those stairs singing. But I guess Adele can do it.
Yeah, you hold your breath when you see that. $4,000? I hope you get dinner and a hotel room with that. Wow.
I think you get to hang out with Adele all weekend, too.
and finally, and we talked about this yesterday, the big deal now for Hollywood, they promote when a trailer drops, don't they?
Yes, a trailer is now the equivalent of Christmas morning in Hollywood. You get to just see a minute of something. And sometimes they're really good. One that I noticed is called People We Hate at the Wedding. And a new movie, and instead of saying save the date, they're saying save the hate, which is kind of a cute little ad line. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's a raunchy comedy about two siblings. Alice is Kristen Bell, Paula's Ben Platt, and their super opinionated mom, the always great Allison Janney. And they have to go to London for the British wedding of their estranged half-sister, Eloise. And of course, you know, they have to learn to love each other again, because everyone hates each other. Plus, there's a lot of wine, there's a lot of arguing, and there's a wedding, too.
Yeah, I love Allison Janney. Is there anything she can't do?
You know what's so cool? She's in a Netflix movie, a little movie that's overlooked called Lou, and she plays a bounty hunter vigilante, which is so the opposite of what you think. But she's great in that, too.
Cindy Pearlman, appreciate you filling in for Dean Richards this week, Cindy. Please have a good weekend out there.
You too, Bob. Thanks.